Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord God is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, the last few weeks we've been learning together here at Trinity about what God is like in the Psalms and how knowing what God is like helps us however we've been feeling. Whether we've been feeling alone, whether we've been feeling abandoned by God, whether we've been feeling worried, or we're not even sure that God is there. However we've been feeling, we have been learning about what God is like, the God in whom we can trust to be good and working with us for his people. We've been learning what God is like. And today we're learning about what God is like in the difficult times in life, when everything seems hard. So I'm going to pray for us as we begin. Let's just close our eyes, bow our heads, and ask God to help us as we learn from his word. Father, we thank you that you are the God who knows how we feel through the good times as well as the difficult times, and particularly when everything seems difficult. And Father, there may be even some here today who are really feeling that, who feel like their world is being shaken and nothing that they thought was, or they could be certain of, was there. Maybe even you weren't there for them. And Father, so we pray for all of us today, was remember who you are, that we would learn from this psalm, Psalm 46, about how good it is to know you and to be trusting in you, particularly in the difficult times. For we ask this in your name. Amen. Well, I don't know how many of you have experienced an earthquake. Can you, any of you, I mean, we don't have earthquakes in England very often, and often they're so small, we don't even notice them. Has anyone ever lived through one, experienced one? Ooh, a few of you. Yeah. Oh, wow. Let me tell you a story of the only earthquake I can remember. It was about 10 years ago, and there was an earthquake in the center of England. It wasn't particularly a strong one, but it was enough to wake me up because it was in the middle of the night. And I was like, what's that? And I was half asleep, and I lifted my head off the pillow, going, what's that? I thought it might have been like a big lorry or something kind of going down the road. I was really confused. I could feel my pillow shaking against my cheek. It was very confusing. I said to Helen, who was fast asleep next to me, I said, what was that? And then it stopped, and I went straight back to sleep. Helen woke up. Me kind of saying, what's that? Not remembering or experiencing the earthquake, thinking someone was trying to break into the house or something terrible was happening. And she then lay awake, kind of going, what's happening? What's happening? Completely freaked out by me waking her up, not the earthquake. Now look, thankfully, you know, we live in England. We don't have earthquakes very often. Isn't that great? We don't have to worry about that. Although there are places in the world, even this week, that have had earthquakes. And when it shakes, when the very ground shakes, it could be quite scary. It's quite a thought. Well, it's a picture in our psalm today, Psalm 46. It's a picture of even when the mountains shake, can be like how we can sometimes feel in life when everything seems to be going wrong, when there's lots to worry about, when there's lots of things to be fearful for, when we can feel anxious or uncertain. It can feel like our whole world is shaking around us. Well, the psalm wants to remind us that when those times happen, and they probably will, when there are times when we're really shaken, when the things that we thought were certain, when things that we rely on are taken away from us, what do we do? And the psalm tells us we run to God. We run to God. It tells us how safe God is. Now, the psalm's in three parts. The first bit tells us it's a song that God's people used to sing together to remind them of what their God is like and what they're to do in times of difficulty and trouble. I wonder if you could put the screen up for us, if that's all right. Thank you. And the first thing we want to know, that even in times of trouble, God is our refuge. God is our refuge. A refuge means a place of safety, somewhere we can go that we will be safe and secure. Now, we do all sorts of things, don't we, to make ourselves feel safe. I brought some of these things here with me, but in box form. So we might, to make us feel safe, we might want to make sure we've got enough money. Maybe we've got savings to kind of to make sure that, you know, if something bad happens, you know, we'll be okay. And we like to hang on to that, don't we? But there are other things that we also like to kind of, you know, to rely on, that we also want to hang on to, and I've got it in a box form here. I don't want to put my money down, but that's why it's a bit difficult. What's this one? What is that? I can't read it. Family and friends, you see, our family are so important to us, aren't they? Because our family, they're there for us even through the hard times. They're very important, aren't they? And our friends, too, who kind of go walk with us. The friends, they're very precious to us. But there are other things that we take on as well, aren't there? That we want to kind of... Oh, right, that's a bit more... See, I'll hold on to these as well. What's that one? That's a... Health, good health. Yeah. So to be well, and we've already seen this, haven't we? When the coronavirus struck, people were very worried about their health, and understandably. And actually, do you know what? When the coronavirus came here, a lot of churches found this psalm really helpful. Because people were worried, you know, what's this virus going to be like? What's it going to do? Were people quite worried? As long as I've got good health. And not just in times of pandemic, but just through life, as long as we keep myself healthy, I'm all right. So we hold on to these things to rely on, don't we? Or I don't want to put any of these down because they're all important. A job. Or doing well at school, passing exams. We want to do well at those things as well, don't we? Those things are important. So we rely on all these things, don't we, day by day. Now look, all these things are really good gifts from God, aren't they? They're really good gifts from God. And they're given to us by God for good reasons. But here's the thing. Here's the problem. What happens when, you know, we go through times of difficulty and we need to really rely on these things? What happens when these things let us down? And the other good things that we have. What happens when they let us down? Because sometimes they do, and that can be really hard when we're relying on them. We hold on to these things, don't we? But sometimes, even the most precious things can't be safe enough for us. Well, as we saw earlier, we need a refuge a place of safety that will never fail us and never let us go. And the good news is, whilst God's given us good gifts to enjoy, these sorts of things and many things besides, good things that we enjoy, and we're not meant to rely on them for our safety. We're to rely on God. God is our fortress. Again, look at these words from Psalm 46 up on the screen. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. You see, whatever we face, God's always there. When I was 18, I moved away from home. I started a job, and the first few weeks was all a lot to take in. I was quite lonely, and my family and friends they weren't there. And the phone was really expensive, and at times it was hard. But God was with me. Now my friends and family didn't abandon me, but the point was is that God was always with me. So even when we go through the difficult times in life, and this is how he describes it, that the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, although its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. It's a picture, isn't it? And there in the midst of this picture is a fortress battered by all these things. And the psalmist wants us to know we don't need to fear, because God is our place of safety. He's our refuge, even in the storm, an ever-present help in trouble. But what is this place of refuge like? Well, let's see. It is a great place to be. God is with us. He will not fall. In the midst of all this disaster and trouble, there is this wonderful picture of now a city. A city in the midst of this disaster zone that's going on around it, this awful storm of calamity and earthquake, volcano, fire, and everything else, in the midst of that is a city. It's well-watered, it's unshakable, and it's impenetrable. Look what it says. In the midst of all of this, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. This wonderful picture of this city, the city of God, a place of strength because God is with her and in her. So even though the nations are in uproar and the kingdoms fall, God lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. When God is with us, we need not fear, because he is our refuge and strength. Now, here, this little picture in the psalm, it's a picture of something that I think that happened to Jerusalem, God's city in the Old Testament, where God dwelled amongst them, where he lived with his people. And there was a time when, and we can read about it in the Old Testament, when an army surrounded Jerusalem. And as they surrounded Jerusalem, seeking to make it fall, to capture the king. But the king, he was called Hezekiah, he learned to trust God and to know that God was with him and that they could be safe in the city of God, even despite the big army that was trying to destroy them. He had to remember that God was his strength and his refuge. And wonderfully, God protected them. And God defeated the army and sent them away. That's what God wonderfully did for the people of Israel in the Old Testament under Hezekiah's time. He destroyed the army and he protected his people. Of course, as Christians, the Bible tells us that the city of God is the people of God in Christ, a new Jerusalem. And we need to remember, don't we, too, that whilst we might not face a marching army against us, in our troubles and difficulties, through the ups and the downs, we have a promise-keeping God who has at his command the armies of heaven, who is the one who is for his people. He is their strength and the refuge, and we need to learn to trust him just as they did in their day too. And God is gathering his people together as a church and families, local churches, to be a place of safety in Jesus. And again, we could look around. Here are people who God has put us with who also struggle with ups and downs and can help each other. We're part of God's family, and God is with them. So remember, God is with his people, and he will help us, whatever we face. Now, I want us to just think about this for a moment. Just okay, this psalm, it uses poetry, uses wonderful words to describe what this is like, but he's talking about real life. So what I'd like us to do now is, just for a few minutes, turn to those around you on your rows, and there's just a few questions. What makes us afraid, worried, or anxious? What does that feel like on the inside? How can God help us when we're worried? When we can't see God, so how do we run to him when we're afraid? What does that look like? So have a little chat. Just think about those questions. Share with each other on your rows. Well, do continue those conversations after the service. Let's keep encouraging each other, particularly how do we help each other to run to God when we're afraid, when we're anxious, when times of difficulty? How do we help us keep doing that? Please don't stop today with that. Well, as the psalm ends, we've seen God is our refuge. We've seen that God is with us. And finally, we see God's peace. God's peace. And in an uncertain or sometimes worrying world, we often want peace for ourselves. But the good news is that whilst God does gift to us peace, what he promises is an even greater peace. An even greater peace. Come see the works of the Lord, the desolations he's brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire. Imagine that. You know, God is able to end all armies and end all war. Now, these promises here are picked up from what the prophets were saying as well, that one day God would end war between nations, strife and difficulty and fear. God's peace would be across the whole world, his justice and his rule, God's peace. And in the light of that, knowing what God is like and what he will do, our response is awe, isn't it? Before the voice of God, we're to be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. For the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And so in the midst of difficulty, even in times of war, well, we're to remember what God has promised, the future that he has said he will bring about. Remember what God will do. His kingdom will stand when every other kingdom will fall. The God Almighty, the Lord Almighty, is with us. And he is our fortress, and in him we are safe. And so, as we remember what God is like and what God will do, we remember we need to keep kind of trusting him and looking forward to the day when he will bring that about. But we might be thinking, well, but will he? Well, we also need to remember what God has done. What God has done. And today I just want us to remember one a really important thing God has done to remember. That Jesus fought against God's greatest enemies of sin, of death and of evil, and he won. He won. And if Jesus did that, he did that so that he could bring about this world of peace now through his people, but forever when he remakes everything. You see, there's going to be a day when God will shake the world and the heavens and everything as he remakes the world under his son Jesus and brings his people to be with him. That is the great thing we need to be ready for, and the safest place to be, the only place to be of safety, is in Jesus. He will bring us to be with him forever. be still and know that I am God. He is our place of safety. Okay, well, what's this look like for us? And I think this is just really important because we can sort of know these things, but what difference does it make to Christians day to day? Let me tell you some people that I've known. There was a lady who's in World War II in London, and when the air raids came and the city was being bombed, they had to go to their air raid shelter, and every night this lady would go in and she'd fall fast asleep. And after a few times of this, she'd be kind of like the other neighbours and people in the air raid shelter was like, "How can you sleep? How can you sleep at a time like this?" She said, "Well, I can sleep because I know my God does not sleep." You see, she can trust herself to God. So even in the midst of that, God was her refuge and strength. Or the boy who found school hard. He was scared of a group of some fairly mean older boys. And they picked on him for some reason. And that just made things that got worse and worse. He started avoiding school. His friends wouldn't help him because they didn't want to get picked on by them instead. So over time, it just got easier not to go to school. He started making up excuses. Things got worse and worse. But he was reminded at his youth group that actually there is someone we could talk to about anything. And so he talked to Jesus about school. And a couple of days later, when a teacher asked him if everything was okay, he didn't lie. And the school was able to help him. God is our refuge and strength. Or a young lady who's starting a new job in a new city. She didn't know anyone there. She was worried about getting to know people, finding a way around, whether she'd be good at her job or not, how that would go. And even though she was anxious about being lonely, even though she was worried about her job and all the things about coming with moving, she remembered and kept telling herself God was with her. When she arrived, she found a local church, a family who would love her and support her, and she made good friends and helped her settle, and she's still there, really enjoying being in that place. God was her refuge and strength. What about a man who enjoyed good health all his life? In fact, he didn't even know what his doctor looked like because he'd never met him. Till one day he started getting really bad headaches. He had to go to hospital and he was told bad news, in fact, the worst news. In the weeks that followed, I remember him saying, "I don't know how many days I have, but God does. So I'll live each one as a gift from God." To God is his refuge and strength. A church leader who planted a church in London a few years ago, they got really involved in their local community. It was quite deprived. They knocked on doors. They shared the gospel wonderfully. They saw people coming to faith in Jesus. They studied the Bible together. They prayed. They worshipped. They encouraged each other. But then a pandemic came, and the church had to move online, and the church slowly fell apart. And sadly, after much prayer, the church had to make the difficult decision to close. What difference in that situation did knowing God as your refuge and strength, an ever-present help? Well, this is what church leaders said. He knew he was securing God. He said, "We were aware that there was no guarantee of success. However, we knew that it was a risk worth taking, and we were glad to have done so. We are richer for having trusted the Lord and given it a go." Trusted God through the difficult time. Look around again. These are people who are strugglers in the journey of life. You're not looking at people who haven't had any difficulty in the life, where everything's always fallen into place, there are no difficulties, no troubles. No, we're all journeying together through life. So this psalm is for all of us, isn't it? All of us, to keep reminding ourselves through the ups and the downs. And maybe things are going well at the moment. Well, in the future, remember this psalm when you really need it. But whatever we're facing, we know God is with us. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And so we encourage each other to keep looking to him. He's our safe place. Let me pray for us as we do that. Father God, we sometimes feel afraid, worried, or anxious when things are uncertain, or difficult. Help us to know that you are with us. Help us to trust you as our place we can be safe. Help us to be a loving friend when others are afraid. Thank you for being our refuge and fortress. Amen.